What's up, everybody? I am Maximum Mike, and welcome to another episode of Rock for Keys. This is the show for the 21st of November, 2010. I did not do a live show last week, but there was no way in hell that I was going to let you go an entire week without the Rock for Keys. And I guarantee you that I have an amazing episode today. Live or not live, you are going to get rocked the hell out. We're going to be listening to some Dragon Force, Lenny Kravitz, Megadeth, Papa Roach, Silverchair. But I want to talk to you about 4 Years Strong, which is what we just heard. That was the song, It Must Suck to Be 4 Years Strong, 4 Years Strong right now. That whole album called Enemy of the World has been the album of my week. That's what I've been listening to all week because it mostly has to do with that one more time I'm going to stand up and you can't make me do anything that I don't want to do kind of feeling that a lot of rock and roll tends to give you. Last week, I was forced to go to work as opposed to coming to my fun work. I actually do consider Rock for Keys work because a lot of thought and energy goes into the thinking of what I'm going to do to help you rock the hell out during an episode of Rock for Keys. Now, while it is shame to not be live because I had such a great live audience last week when Diablo Swing Orchestra was in the stool, at least they interviewed on the phone while I was live in the studio, and I got so many new fans, and I didn't want to let them down completely, so you guys have to remember that Rock for Keys, even if it's not live, is still going to come out with an amazing podcast-style episode. So 4 Years Strong, amazing. I definitely recommend checking out their last album from the beginning of 2010, Enemy of the World. But I'm going to do something that I have not done in a super long time, which is pretty much start off the show with some Metallica. Now, I've been listening to a lot of rock radio again this week because I've had so much work to do at home. Like, I got to listen to some rock radio, and how many times I'm just going to listen to my own episode of Rock for Rookies. So I've been listening to a great rock station from Philadelphia, and they played the following Metallica song, and I'm like, well, it was okay that you played Seek and Destroy, But Seek and Destroy live from Woodstock 94 is so much better. Here we go, guys. It's Metallica.
can. And you were mine for the taking when I walked in the room. I knew you were mine for the taking. I knew you were mine for the taking. Your eyes light up when I walk in the room. Howling in my head, don't stop. In the blue train from Tokyo to Los Angeles, I'm leaving you behind. A flash in the pan, a storm in a teacup, a needle in a haystack, a prize for the winning, a debt for the raising, a catch for the chasing, a jewel for the choosing, a man for the making in this blistering heat. Sweat it all out, sweat it all out. Your bedroom eyes and your baby pouts. Sweat it all out. In our electric storms and our shifting sands, our candy jars and our sticky hair. Don't forget what I told you then. And don't forget that I meant to win. And don't forget your Ventolin. So I'm running my head, don't stop. In the bullet train from Tokyo to Los Angeles.
Drugs and vampires, they permeate my life. Don't know which one I'm gonna be tonight. I know you think I'm
And that was Disturbed right there off their 2010 compilation CD, Half Live, Half New Stuff, entitled Time for Annihilation. Now, you guys know what I usually feel about stuff like this. If the album tells you that they're going to be tough, then it's probably not going to be tough. Like, here they keep singing about how angry and how tough they are, as opposed to just being tough and angry. Again, I'm so not cool with all the new Papa Roach stuff that's been coming out. One of my listeners wrote in, she was telling me that they just sound tired nowadays, and I have to agree. And if you want a proof of that, it's the fact that they're working so hard to make their new music videos are always just, like, disgusting and scary in their first one, where he's just, like, walking down the street. I don't know why. Kicking the teeth, right? He's just, like, getting beaten. You're like, oh, that's disgusting. He's getting bruised, and he's bleeding, and someone just broke his jaw. But the song isn't, you know, broken-jawed song, you know? And in the new one, Burn, which I decided not to play, even though it's their new single, in Burn, they're just, like, singing and rocking, and somebody covers them in gasoline, and they all get lit on fire. Then someone throws a guitar out the window, and his dude's head explodes. You're just like, what? Well, what does that have to do with anything? So, again, Papa Roach and me, not so cool right now. One day, we'll see what happens. Right before Papa Roach, we heard Garbage and Hammering in My Head off of version 2.0. I do miss Garbage, but as I announced in the news a few weeks ago, they are finally getting back together. So, looking forward to that. Of course, we start off the block with Metallica, Seek and Destroy, from Live from Woodstock 94, and also used as Sting's opening theme song music. I don't even know if I played that song on the wrestling show. I probably should have, but that was a few weeks back. Now, I want to move on to an alternative rock band that I've never actually played right here on Rock Forkies. They're called The Spill Canvas, and they're from South Dakota. They already have, like, 5 albums. I discovered them completely at random. I was just Googling and YouTubing, and The Spill Canvas came up. This is off their 2007 album entitled No Really, I'm Fine. It's the song All Over You.
He's a looker, but I really think it's guts that matter most. I displayed them for you, strewn out about from coast to coast. I am easily make-believe. Stress me up in what you want me to be. I'll take back what I've been saying. I'm Why can't you just love me back?
Na 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 feet, so don't worry, Dad. Na 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 na. I've said it, let's try to forget it. I don't wanna trash your good name. Trash mine if you'd like to, I'm sure you'd be psyched to remember our name is the same. Na 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 na.
Mighty, mighty Boss Tones and the song na 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 na. That's actually the name of the song. I'm not singing. The actual name of the song is na 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 na. So you're gonna have to forgive me for that one. The Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, an American third wave ska core punk band. When you have a name that long, you just have to be good, right? Probably not. But this is what's really what I like about the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. They're really a respected third wave ska punk band. I mean, a lot of them came and a lot of them left, but like everyone's like, oh, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. I don't even know them, but I know that they're good. A lot of people heard that about the band, and that's actually proven true. That was off the album Pinpoints and Gin Joints from 2009. This was a band that, you know, they toured for a long time when ska punk was big. Then they finally took a hiatus for like 2 years in the middle. They came back strong, and the 2009 album definitely proved it. Right before the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, we heard Disturbed and the song Meaning of Life off the album The Sickness. And in case you don't know, I've already, like, foreseen. I honestly believe Disturbed is going to be coming this year, and I'm really, really hoping for it, because that is a concert that I really want to get my hands... I want to get the tickets on that one. But I heard a whole bunch of people actually had an amazing time at Linkin Park. One of the listeners actually... like, literally brainwashed herself listening to the new album just so when they finally sing it, she'd be, you know, at least a bit familiar with it. But as far as Religious Girls go, nobody believed her, but she was in the mosh pitting. She was having a good time. A lot of people just said it was an amazing concert. Kind of jealous that I missed it, but again, not really. I could have gone, but I didn't. You know, I just didn't in the end, so that was just me. But for all of you who went, awesome. And next time we do have a live show, I would love someone to call in and tell us what was it like experiencing Linkin Park. Just for the record, in case you're wondering, I have seen Linkin Park already once in Detroit a whole bunch of years ago when they were touring with Snoop Dogg and Korn, so that was pretty awesome. Nice. Moving right along, because we have to get back to the music, and I want to let you know that in case you guys ever want to have any requests for the show, even if it's not live, always feel free to email me for your requests for the coming week's shows. You don't have to put me on the spot. It helps me out a bit. Maximum@rockforrookies.com. Or, of course, you can friend me on Facebook, Maximum Mike, or just leave your requests on the Rock for Rookies fan page on Facebook. I mean, that also works. Or Twitter, I'm there too, Rock for Rookies. I do them apart, you know, I'm like blogging and vlogging. Actually, I don't do any vlogging whatsoever. But here is a band that I have not played in a long time, though they're not really rock. They're not really rock and roll, but there's something so goddamn rock and roll about them. This is The Prodigy and Firestarter.
infatuated, filth infatuated. Yeah. On the pipe you're tasting, belly intoxicated. I'm a fire starter, twisted fire starter.
World Gone Wild by Government Mule, the Allman Brothers side project formed up back in 1995 as a Southern rock jam band. Two styles of music put together, very sweet. You know what I'm actually wondering, because I've never heard of anything like this, is there like a metal jam band, like a metal band that's like, these are our songs, but we suck on record, and we sound so much better live because we just shred for no reason, do crazy drum solos in every single song, and take our 3-minute songs and turn them into 20-minute songs? I mean, if it's metal, probably 8-minute songs and turn them into 30-minute songs. I wonder if there's a metal band out there like that. If there isn't, I don't know about it. Please let me know. Just my mistake. Could have been. Now, right before Government Mule, it's already a radio staple classic, Lenny Kravitz and the song Fly Away. Almost at that pop level, but at the same time, it's still Lenny Kravitz, and the man was instrumental in bringing rock and roll back to the radio in the very early 90s. In between, I would have to say, in between the glam metal and the grunge, there was Lenny Kravitz just rocking. There weren't really a lot of people doing that back then. Either you had crazy hair and you were shredding with pink pants on, or you were about to get all depressing and heavy metal. So Lenny Kravitz was something special, so you definitely have to give him props for that. And Fly Away, it's just a good song that makes me happy every single time that I hear it. But we have reached the end of part one of this week's episode, and I want to leave you with a crazy, freaking messed up song by Iommi. Tony Iommi, if you don't know who he is, used to be the guitarist of Black Sabbath back when Ozzy was there, and of course when Ronnie was in charge also, and he put out a few solo albums. This was off his last one, simply entitled Iommi. The name of the song is Meat, and it's featuring that screwed up, crazy looking black chick called Skin. So check this one out, it's pretty weird, and I'll see you guys in part two.
What you want from me? You taste all of the drizzle from the bones I need to stand up to you, to live up to fools. It's too troubling. Can't take what you like from me. Can't take all of the vision that your money thieves. Don't be careless now, just a pretty bait and could cover it. You can't hide. Yeah.
Yeah. uplift him a while back. Now he's thanking God that his boss gave him the sack. But in the mirror you see him face the day he stopped up and go blow up that sacred place. He thanked by the company, by the company, by the company sin. Now he knows to swear all at home on every game. By the company, by the company, by the company sin.
Welcome back to part two of Rock for Rookies. Now, I don't know if you're tuning in just now. See, I usually do say that, so I have to, like, check myself. Why would anybody tune into part two of a podcast? That's right, we started things off with the John Butler Trio and the song Company Sin off the 2005 album Sunrise Over Sea. I wanted to start off with that because there was no way in hell you were expecting part two to start off with some, like, jamming-style Australian reggae rock kind of music, and that's what the John Butler Trio are, but they are so smooth, and I wanted to give you that emotion right there, right before I threw you into our upcoming song, which is a song by Megadeth, and that's what I love about Rock for Rookies. I'm not just going to bring you metal, I'm not just going to bring you punk, I'm going to bring you everything that is rock and roll, and High Speed Dirt off the 1992 album Countdown to Extinction, I think it kind of counts as rock and roll.
Off Tell you that I'm gonna leave you.
A little smile, empty soul for you right there. That was off the 2009 album Consciousness. That was the song Wore Through. A little post-grunge right there, which I do love. Post-grunge, alternative metal, mostly post-grunge. But I wonder how long grunge is going to be post. Are they going to have to eventually come up with a new name for that style of rock and roll? Because grunge ended 16 years ago. I think it's time to kind of get over a little bit. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be enjoying yourself a little bit of Nirvana, a little bit of Candlebox, as we played 2 weeks ago. But seriously, post-grunge? I don't think so. It needs to get its own name already. It's not post, okay? It's not post. Right before that, we heard Silverchair in the song If You Keep Losing Sleep. Silverchair, an Australian band. Kind of weird, don't really know how to define them so well. Again, I'm just going to call them alternative rock, because they have some heavy stuff, and they have some poppy stuff, kind of like what you just heard, which is also a little high-pitched, a little weird right there. But again, Silverchair, not a band that I play that often, because I'm not sure what exactly to do with them. But we start off the block with Megadeth and High Speed Dirt. You can't get better than Dave Mustaine. The man is awesome. The When It Did Come Down to It, Endgame, and Death Magnetic, the two albums that were fighting for the best metal spot. Yeah, I think Death Magnetic took that one, though. In the very beginning, people were like, Endgame is so much better than Metallica's new album. I was like, really? And I checked it out, and I kind of disagree, because All Nightmare Long is one of the greatest songs ever. But we do have to move on to a little symphonic metal right now, a band that I wish would get their butts back to Israel. Speaking of bands coming to Israel, by the way, very excited about this, though. I'm probably not going to go, because tickets are going to be crazy. April 27th, Bon Jovi will be joining us right here in Israel, which I think is absolutely fantastic. I mean, I didn't give you guys a news segment this week, but seriously, I'm pretty sure Bon Jovi, April 27th, counts as awesome news for at least bands coming to Israel. We also have Tristiana, a gothic metal band from Norway, will be performing in the Barbie on the 21st of January, and Mercury Rev, an American rock group from Buffalo, New York, is set to perform at the Reading 3 Tel Aviv on the 26th of this month, right now, November. Don't miss them. Mercury Rev are absolutely awesome. Let's get right back into that symphonic metal. One of my favorite bands, Nightwish, and the song, Dark Chest of Wonder. Rah! And the song Got Me Going off the 2005 album Duality, Raw, an alternative metal band. I don't know what that means anymore, but they rock. They're rock and roll, and they're totally sweet. From the States, gotta give them credit. I don't know, I don't play them anywhere as much as I need to, but they actually got a yob to me last week. Remember I told you I came into a whole bunch of new music last week? So that was one of the songs off their album Duality. Very sweet, a yob. Thank you very much. Now, right before that, we heard 3 Days Grace and the song Born Like This off of their first album, 3 Days Grace. Excellent album, by the way, and they kind of lost again. It seems to be in a lot of cases, a lot of these alternative metal, alternative rock bands seem to lose so much of their rockiness as the albums go by because, again, it's a problem that a lot of rock and roll people face. When you get super, super famous, you don't have any of that angst left anymore when people are giving you every single thing that you need. And it's a problem all the rock bands are facing. And at some point, some of them just try to go to the extreme like Papa Roach did, start tattooing their face and putting, you know, gel in their hair and getting all dressed up. And you're like, that's not rock and roll when you were badass without all of those things on you. I don't know why I just keep ragging on Papa Roach. It's just like the thing to do in the last few weeks, right before 3 Days Grace was Nightwish, Dark Chest of Wonder, metal. Okay, you might want to call it symphonic metal. That was still metal, and it was hardcore. Now, I've been talking a lot about the Punk Goes Classic Rock, and I really wanted to give you another taste of that album. So, Goldfinger, who are just, you know, some of the, like, old-school pop-punk already at this point, Goldfinger covering Bad Company's Feel Like Making Love. A bit of a slow start, but it kind of picks up later on.
When I think about you, I think about love. And darling, I'm gonna live without you and your love. And if I had those golden dreams of my yesterday,
I'm not afraid to die. see the view from your knees. Come down and join me. I'm the final straw, the nail in the coffin, just by being who I am. It's so
God, is Emma and Zai hot? Holy crap. Oh, that's right. We were just listening to the Sick Puppies and the song Master of the Universe. And what was absolutely amazing about that song is Emma and Zai, the bassist, female bassist of Sick Puppies, is just killing the bass guitar right there. So not just hot, but talented too. Very sweet, Sick Puppies. Alternative metal band from Australia. I think one of the best things to come out of there recently, lately. I know they've been around for a while. But what else is going on in Australia? I have, like, no way to tap into the Australian rock charts. So let me know. Send me a link if you know one of the best ways to get alternative Australian rock music. Let me know, because I want to get it from everywhere. Like, I remember, like, half a year ago, I was playing, like, Filipino punk rock music, because I like to play the international scene. It's always fun. It doesn't matter what language is in, as long as it's rocking. Right before the Sick Puppy, speaking of rocking, how about a little meddling? That was Dragon Force right there and Black Winter Night. So hopefully you had a lot of time on your hands to listen to that song, because it kind of, first of all, it takes it out of you, because A, obviously it's so long, but also it's Dragon Force. Just by the end of every Dragon Force, I'm just like sweating and my fingers are totally cramped up from air guitaring. It's crazy. And of course, we started the block off there with Goldfinger, Feel Like Making Love, which brings us to the end of this week's episode of Rockfork. I hope you had a fantastic time. We had a whole bunch of great bands: Yomi, The Prodigy, Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, Raw, Garbage, Metallica. It always, always kicks ass right here on Rockforky. So, I am Maximum Mike, this has been Rockforkies, and remember, if the music touches you, make sure it's someplace naughty. Finishing off the week right here, this is Flogging Molly and the song Lightning Storm. See you guys next week, right here on Rock for Rookies.